because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, Jared, I just sent you a real quick video, man. Just sent you one. Pull that thing up there for me if you can. Ball of confusion there. That's where we are today, isn't it, folks? Isn't it really? Ball of confusion. That just popped into my head. Hey, thanks for joining us today. And, I've been a little bit out of sorts because I haven't had the last couple of days the opportunity just kind of to do my thing here behind the microphone or behind the camera. Unbelievable last 2 days with interviews, weren't they? Holy smoke. And I had a lot of great comments. Appreciate all of you that are sending those great comments in. We'll talk about that a little bit today. The truth that Dr. Tenpenny brought yesterday. I want to compliment all of you, by the way. She stayed with us in the after show for about 35 or 40 minutes. And she just went on. She said, oh, my goodness, I love this group. In other words, Christians whose eyes are open, red-pilled Christians, and the intelligent questions that were thrown out. And if you didn't get a chance to watch yesterday's video, do it. And listen, folks, help me here. You got to share it. You got to share the video. Now you can share it on the YouTube version of it, or you can share what I would prefer the CoachDaveLive.com. copy of the video. That way we can track numbers on it really, really good. And sometimes we'll tell people to go to YouTube and then YouTube pulls it down and people aren't able to find it. So you can just go to CoachDaveLive.com and the copy of yesterday's program is there. In fact, I wrote my commentary today on that very issue, on Kevin Shipp's program on Tuesday and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on Wednesday. And I apologize, they were back to back, but I set Dr. Sherry's up about 2 weeks ago. So she's been very busy giving interviews, as you can probably imagine. So I set it up about 2 weeks ago, and then I got a hold of Kevin, and that was Tuesday was the only day he could do it, so they were back to back. But it
don't apologize. That was great, Coach. Don't apologize. Okay, that was awesome.
Well, I'm not apologizing. I'm just apologizing they were back to back because I like a little bit of time to chew on this. The stuff that we had heard the day before. But again, folks, if you would share, listen, those are two great information programs that you can put, especially the vaccine people. We don't know. The average person doesn't understand where the whole vaccine coronavirus thing's gone. They don't understand it, friends. I'm just telling you, they don't. Now, they know the mark of the beast. They understand all that stuff. But rather than you trying to tell them, just let Dr. Tenpenny tell him. And then, Mark, I was amazed that in the after show that she was right on there with us and far as chimeras and far as the Nephilim. And she had a great understanding of mixed DNA and all that stuff. It was a fascinating. So I think she can present evidence, folks. You can put that in your arsenal to your friends. She can produce evidence in a way that won't come across like me doing it or like you doing it. And so just try to soft serve people to that. And I felt the same way about Kevin's ship. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But I wrote real quickly, we can only play about 35 seconds of this because, YouTube will ban us. I don't want them to ban us right out of the chute. But I wrote today on Ball of Confusion. See if you guys remember this song. I think if we just move it ahead, maybe about the 1 minute. Go ahead and start it. People will remember it. That's where we are, folks. We're in a ball of confusion here in America, and we'll jump into that here in a second. Go ahead.
One, two, three, four.
Ow. I can hardly hear it. Turn up.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color.
color of their skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love now, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation.
Yeah, that's the world is today. Pull that down before they ban us, folks. And I said the other day, I don't know if I've ever been alive in a time when there is so much disinformation, misinformation, that it's hard for all of us to figure out exactly where we stand, and who to trust, and what's going on. And I'm gonna say this, and I've said this many, many times. I don't hide it. I do not trust everything President Trump does. He's doing a lot of things that I'm scratching my head on. Well, I'm going to say it again publicly. I'm all in, because if he is not for us, we're in serious trouble anyway. If this whole thing is just a two-card Monty where they're just putting on that Trump's false opposition and they fight against each other, the truth is the awakening in the hearts of Americans is our only hope. Now, I've got a video pulled up here. I think maybe you can pull it up there. What took place yesterday in Lansing, Michigan, with a traffic jam. Now, listen to me. Hear me now. This all came about because of the spirit that Donald Trump borrowed into the White House, whatever that is, whatever that spirit was, the pushback, the fake news, the fake Christian, all of that, question everything. That spirit Donald Trump brought back into the White House with him. And so we're going to have to decide whether or not now is the time for us to stand up and push back and fight back, or folks, doing what we have been doing is not going to work. Oh, maybe I didn't. Didn't I share that video, Jared? I'm looking now. I don't know if I sent that video to you. Just Google real quickly Lansing, Michigan rallies, and you'll see them in Lansing, Michigan yesterday. They had 10,000 cars, 10,000 people who caused a log jam in Lansing, Michigan. It's a pushback. We had a rally here in Columbus, Ohio down to the third one right in the middle. Next one over would be okay. This one's probably too long. We can get like 2 minute news clips of it. Yeah, let's find anyone. Let's go to the one at MSNBC, the fifth one over there. Try that one. Yeah, click. That'll work. And show what's going on, folks. There's awakening. There's an awakening going on in America. That it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So we're going to have to stop being double-minded. I'm going to go to that here in a second. And so in Lansing, Michigan yesterday, they caused a traffic jam. 10,000 cars descended upon Lansing, Michigan, and tried to push back against what's going on. Now, that's happening here also in Columbus on Friday, Saturday, and Monday. There are rallies scheduled at our state house as well. We again, folks, listen, we can't count on Donald Trump. If your faith and your hopes in Donald Trump, President Trump, no. There's an awakening and an opportunity for we the people to get involved with it. Okay, let me open up. Somebody come in. Opinions, disagreements, whatever. Folks, it's not about Trump. It's not about Trump. It's about us. It's about the church. It's about us awakening. He's made it okay for us to push back against the government. Fake news, fake religion, fake leaders, fake. And he has awakened a spirit in America. It's not about him. We're going to have to decide whether we... All right, let's do that. Let's go Go ahead, Jack. Let's go to James 1, brother. Pull up James 1. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, so if you're against the database, if you think that they're going to do data swabs, for DNA and start a database, are you going to go with the voter ID, which is a database, and the voter ID is going to be your real ID card, which is going to have your vaccine schedule and your deposit schedule and everything else about you?
Well, Jack, we know this is where it's heading, right?
It's here.
What do we do about it? See, do we wait till our chains are totally thrown over our shoulders and we're locked down before we rise up and begin to push back against it? Because, folks, if this what Kevin Schiff talked about and what Dr. Sherry talked about, if those things are the reality of those things are, in fact, upon us, when are we going to stand up and push back? And what will that look like? See, that's something that goes so counter to our Christian training. Obey government, follow government. They got your best interests at heart. When those of us who read the scriptures know that isn't true, So what kind of response do we have to come up with? Somebody, come on in.
What about Churchill? What about Churchill's quote, Coach? It's better to fight with no chance of survival than to live as a slave. But we have a chance now to fight before we get to that point. We have a chance of winning. But if we wait, there'll be a time when we'll have to fight with no chance of survival, because it's better to be dead than to be a slave.
Eric, 828, come on in.
You know, for a long time, a lot of people in the real true body of Christ have just hung on to this, what I believe is a pipe dream of bringing the satanic social club over to our side.
Uh-huh.
I think there's a reason that God says in his word to come out from among them instead of hanging around in that crowd. And those that are out from among are out from among. So there's going to be a tendency for people to wait until the plan is absolutely perfect before they, I hate to use this phrase, pull the trigger and put the plan into action. But
go ahead. I'm sorry.
But, like you said, doing the things the way we've been doing it hasn't gotten the results that needed to be gotten. So we've got to do something different.
So let me lean on Roger Weaver a minute, just because I know Roger's circumstance a little bit and Roger's church, what's going on in his church. Roger, do we have a solution? What is church, our plan to try to rescue those who are woke? There are good people sitting in churches who are not awake. They're not awake. And the idea that we've been trying to operate on is if we can just get the pastors. Well, we know pretty much if a pastor's not already in, he probably ain't coming. He probably isn't. So how do we go rescue those who may be potentially awake? Rod, do you have any answers on that one?
Well, I have to first care enough to go back through those doors to try to rescue them. I have to be willing to go back through those doors and put up with a lot of the, for lack of a better word, crap that you have to do to wake people up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm prepared for pushback, but I think the first and most important thing is if I have to care enough to try to go into that big place and identify people and pull them out.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, Dave, if I were to tell you right this morning on my first cup of coffee, I don't know if I care enough.
Well, you know what? Here's what it is, folks. I think we would care enough if we saw some prospects of hope that we could get something done. Because we know this, Roger, as soon as you start trying to pull people out of that, word's going to get to the leadership of the church, and Roger's going to be a bad boy. And so you got to decide whether or not you want to do that. Isn't that part of the dilemma, Roger?
I'm going to be called into the principal's office again,
right,
and have a talking to. Now, there are people in there, I know it, in many churches across the country that think like us, feel like us, or with a little nudging could be awoken. But it's sad to say, Dave, and maybe I'm just a poor Christian, I've got to have a little more concern for some of them than I do. And maybe it's because I'm tired of the fight that took place for the first 25 years when I would bring things up. You get more tired.
Roger, let me throw this in the equation. You say you know people in there. Don't go in after them. Reach in and pull them out. Don't go in and try to push them out. Call them. Give them a call on the phone and say, "Hey, here's the truth of what God's word says. Are you with us or are you against us?"
Yeah. See, so send them that video of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I don't know how. I mean, I'm just telling you. She was so on with the facts. She presented it in a no nonsense approach. She didn't appear to have an alternative agenda. I just think, folks, that is a great place to start red pilling people on this whole vaccine thing, because ultimately this is where the mark of the beast, yada yada yada. This is where this whole thing's heading. And the truth is, Roger, they're probably not going to listen to you, right? They're probably not going to say, "Oh, here comes Weaver. Oh my, put on your hat. Here comes Coach." Right? We're all at that point, but we have these great. Audio and video is tools that we can share. In fact, on there today, I don't know if Jared's got it up there yet, there was another great video from Dr. Shiva. I don't know if you guys have followed him, and I don't know if Jared's got it posted yet, but he will have it posted up there soon. And you know what? He made the most unbelievable point, by the way, same thing Sherry Tenpenny said, that medical doctors are trained, this is a symptom, this is the medicine. Dr. Shiva goes into that today. So this is one of the problems we're fighting in this system. The doctors are not doctors anymore. They've been trained to dish out pharmakia. He's not being critical of them. It's what the schools have done to them. And that big pharma is the one that's controlling the medical industry. That's why I was thinking about Polly Heath yesterday and the battle that she's been gone through with leukemia. And I was thinking about Todd Barham and I thought, are you kidding me? You mean to tell me that could have been tied to vaccinations that she had years ago? That could have done it, because Dr. Tenpenny said what? Those cells never stop reproducing. They are cancer. They are cancer. And if we were to go back and we were to look, if we were to do a side-by-side study of when we began to immunize everybody and the growth of cancer, boys and girls, I think there's a connection. Now, why wouldn't the church want to tell people that? Instead, the church is supporting vaccinations. Oh, we're so upside down. Somebody come on in.
Is it our advancements in healthcare procedures and technology that's causing us to live longer? They're saying it's these stupid vaccinations.
Yeah.
You know, but I just, there's so much data, Coach, that Dr. Tenpenny brought to light. I mean, I'm just so happy you had her on. And you got a lot of people on your show and out in your audience. It's healthcare and holistic. So a lot of connections are being made right now, Coach.
Yeah, because listen, people care about their kids. You can say what you want to. They care about their children. And if we could use that video to get it out to just your area of influence, just send an email to some of your friends. Say, listen, please, just watch this. Just as a favor to me, because that could become an awakening moment to them. But friends, we know this, right? Bill Gates and all those globalists, they've all been talking about this is not going to end until we get a vaccination. I heard our governor, Mike DeWine, said this is going to go on for 16 or 18 months till we come up with a vaccination. And because we've been convinced that Saban on Sunday and Jonas Salk and all that we took as we were young, that the vaccinations getting rid of smallpox saved the world. And now if we can just get a vaccine for everyone. Man, oh, man, oh, man. And then to hear her talk about the stuff that goes into there and the effects of those. What are we hearing that kind of stuff in church? No, we're not. And we are in a ball of confusion right now, my friends. People are looking for answers. I said to my wife this morning, I said, "Well, honey, better buckle in. Things are about to get dicey. And she said, "Why? What do you mean? I said, "Well, it's been 2 weeks. 3 weeks maybe since people have been working. They may have got their government check, but they don't have a check coming in. And if they start work tomorrow, they don't have another check coming for 2 weeks, at least 2 weeks. I said, this is the calm before the storm. Friends, you're with me, right? And I've been saying this. Those of you who've been following this show know that I've been saying forever that the pushback wasn't coming from the church. It was coming from the NASCAR crowd. And what did we see in
Lancaster? The church is under a strong delusion. We are in the era of strong delusion. It's not Amen. The NASCAR crowd that's under the strong delusion.
They're not
it's
under it. The They're not under. I'm with you, Jack. I'm with you.
Jack.
The other thing is what you said earlier about the doctors. The doctors have been trained wrong. The doctors have been trained intentionally to do what they're doing. So have the pastors. The seminaries and the doctors have both been infiltrated to Amen. Teach the wrong doctrine. How are you going to bring a pastor over to our side when they're indoctrinated? And it wasn't by accident. It didn't just happen. It's not a fluke. It was done from 1919 from Tavistock. Yep. They knew that the only way they were going to pervert the United States was to infiltrate the seminaries and universities.
Yes.
They couldn't be successful without perverting the pulpit.
Mic drop, Jack. The church is under a strong delusion, and God, the word tells us, God is making that delusion stronger. People, I'm telling you, that thing that we've been calling the church is a satanic social club. Go out and find those individuals around you in your oikos and your survive and your ideal who have a heart towards truth and turn them on to Jesus Christ and say, old church satanic social clubs, kiss my rear end as I'm headed south.
Amen. It's a rescue mission. It's a rescue mission, right, Larry?
It is.
I've been in this with you guys for a long time. I got out of the box in the late 90s. I got out of the system. Okay. I don't. You can call it the Satanic Social Club. That's true, Larry. But it's dumbed down people. They're everywhere. But look. We've had this discussion 100 times. But what are you doing? You got to be social. You got to be responsible. I go out every day. I'm salt and light. I get up tomorrow and I go out and I'm salt and light. I tell people, and a few listen, but I my mentality isn't oh doggone, we're going to lose, Coach. I look at the end picture and I say God can change this through me. If He did it through me, He can do it through the next guy that I preach this to. And some come out, and look how many's come out.
Yeah,
we got to see the win. We can't see the losing mentality. We have to have a mentality that says we can change it. I can bring people out of the system and along with me. I see them, Coach. I've been talking to people for 20 years. Some of them are coming out now, finally. That's what I look forward to. I don't dwell on what didn't happen. I dwell on what God is doing through me and through our movement and what He's doing. That is what I look at it. That's how I look at it, Coach.
I had a coach tell me when I was a young guy, Randy, a young coach. Maybe I shared this with you, but it's worth sharing again. A little slogan he gave me, I never forgot it. He said, if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right. And, I apply that to my faith. I refuse, no matter the evidence that I see, call me, maybe I have a dissonance. I don't know. I can read the Bible, and I see nowhere in the Bible where it tells me to sit passively and allow this end time stuff to come upon us. I don't see that anywhere. So I'm still of the idea that we can hold this back. We're not fighting against God. God's going to do what He's going to do in His timing. But for me to sit here and say, just because I see the signpost and it means this and it means this, I think is a very, very dangerous proposition. And that's why, if you would, pull up James 1. I told you about that earlier, because we are dealing, the commentary I wrote today, I'm not going to read it. It's about, I wrote about a ball of confusion. A ball of confusion. Now, what did what does the Bible say? What's a Bible scripture to a ball of confusion? Well, there's several different ones, but I think we find it in the book of James. I'm going to show it to you right here.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Hey, when you get done, read Daniel chapter 9, 3 through 20. It talks about confusion a couple of different times in there and what Daniel did. Daniel's main thing in there was he was repenting himself plus for his nation.
Okay, remind me when I get done here, Alan. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Well, I could preach there for a second. My brothers, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Trying of your faith, it's weight, like weightlifting, right? That's the trying of your faith that worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And if you lack wisdom, do we need wisdom today, folks? I'm telling you, you can turn on this program, and they will tell you that QAnon, they're about to arrest people, and man, sit back and watch it begin. Then you turn over here, and another guy that you trust says to you, "Oh no, no, it's doomsday, man. Q's fake, yada yada." And they're both people that you trust, right? So it says what? If that's happening to you, if we're in a ball of confusion, if any lack wisdom, let him ask of God that he give to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. And the problem that we have even on this show is stay with me a second. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Boom! There's a mic drop. That's the American Christian, right? For he that is wavers like a wind of sea driven with the winds. See, Kevin, my brain went dead. When we had on a Tuesday, when we had on Kevin's ship on Tuesday, all he did for me was reinforce what I already knew. I already knew all that stuff. And it's like we always want reinforcements. Because why? The ball of confusion. There's so much disinformation out there. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. So if you're wavering and you're in and you're out and you're in and you're out, he says, dude, you're not going to get any message from the Lord. If you are that unstable, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And so when people come to me and they say, how can you support Trump? Trump is a liar. Trump is a fraud. I made the decision. I ain't going to be double-minded about it. I'm with him. And if he is wrong, we are screwed anyway. I am not double-minded on it. That doesn't mean I don't look at what's going on. I don't see what's going on behind the scenes. It is either Donald Trump or that Hillary mob. That's the way that I see it. So I'm no longer double-minded about it. I don't understand everything, but I picked my horse. You understand what I'm telling you? I picked my horse, and I'm riding that horse. That's what I'm going to do. And if it ends up taking us the wrong way, I know this. Hillary wasn't going to take us someplace else. Joe Biden isn't going to take us someplace else. So we have got to stop being double-minded on who is it that is leading this parade. Now, hang on. You don't have to follow Trump. You don't have to follow him. But you have to be willing to follow that spirit that he has brought in. Get your eyes off of the man. Get your eyes off of it. He's a disruptor. He's brought in this ability to question authority. Fake news, fake government, fake story, fake media, fake. It's fake. He's pointing out to us a spirit of truth and fake. Now, I hear you. You're saying, well, how can you trust him? I don't know. But I'm telling you this. That's the horse I'm on. And if I'm going to be on that horse, I can't constantly be thinking about jumping off and getting on another horse because of some information that somebody brings to the table. Because I'll tell you right now, you could go back through my history. I could go back through your history, and I could pull up stuff, questionable things I said, questionable things I've done. And I get emails saying, you watch Coach. Hey, when he gets talking, he does this with his fingers. Have you guys noticed that? Have you noticed? What? But see, that's that disinformation. That's that ball of confusion that's going on. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth, and the grass and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. This double-mindedness, it isn't coming from the Lord, folks. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Right? Okay, now, so listen. So what are you saying, Coach? I'm saying we gotta dig in. We've got to dig in. We've got to get our mindset. This is what I believe in my heart is going on, and here's how I'm going to move forward. And I'm not going to be pulled away because somebody sends me a video pointing out something about Trump that concerns me. I got lots of concerns with Trump. But I believe there's a spirit there that we're following. Somebody can come on, kick me in the teeth, say whatever you want to. That's where we are. Coach, we still have never Trump Christians. I cannot believe it. It ain't about Trump. It's about that spirit and that opening. We still have never Trump. We have Christians, rather than praying for him, praying that his eyes would be open, are just waiting for him to do something so they can say, see, I told you. Okay. Trump or Comey? Who you want? Who you want? You say, well, they're on the same team. Well, then we're screwed.
Trump, Coach, if we're following Trump, which I'm not, and you're not.
I'm not either.
Hey, if we're following him, we're no different from the church following a pastor.
Amen.
Coach, I'm following God through the power of the Holy Spirit. I hear you. I judge what you say. I listen to it, and I go, wow, Holy Spirit, that's true. Bear witness with that. And then I hear something maybe someone else might say, and I go, well, I don't know about that. I'm going to have to put that on the shelf. Okay, mm-hmm. I do the same thing with Donald Trump, Coach. But it's the spirit that's moving him. It's because God put him in there. Maybe that's what you have to bear witness with, Coach. What is driving him most of the time? That's what I do. I mean, that's what we have to do.
Can I throw something simple?
Love him.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Okay. If you're following Coach, or you're following Trump, or you're following me, you're going down the wrong road. You either follow the Bible as total. It's not a menu. You don't get to pick from it. The Constitution is not a menu. You don't get to pick from it. It's not about following the person or the concept, it's about following the law. It's either the law and the laws or nothing. We don't get to pick and choose.
So, Jack, but again, it's the awakening of the desire or the hunt for truth inside each one of us. I was blown away when Dr. Tenpenny said that she doesn't get into churches to tell Christians what's going on. The pastors won't have her in, right? They won't have her in. It's the same group of people. So what am I saying? Hey, Trump's got warts, but I'm on his horse. But I'm not following him.
That's right.
I'm following the spirit of the door I believe he's opened for the Coach, God, I mean, truth to come forth.
You have some of the stuff that I'm involved in. And you know what? Of the five or six or seven of us, three are definitely not born again. They're not born again. They are the most dynamic truth tellers that you've ever seen. And that's why we have been successful. My friend Wayne Leach that died a couple years ago, if he was definitely not saved. I loved him, I miss him. But he was dynamic. He was the reason why we got so much done was done.
Information is truth. It's truth that sets us free, right? Donald Trump pointed out fake media. That's truth. The media is fake. He's speaking truth regarding that. I pick up that kernel of truth and I run with that kernel of truth. He begins to talk about the deep state. I believe that's true. I pick up that kernel of truth and I run with it. I don't run after him. If you think that's what's going on, he is clearing pathways. The Holy Spirit, I believe, is clearing pathways and hallways and openings for the body of Christ to move into. Instead, we got our eyes on a man. And we're looking at the man, and we like the man, and we don't like the man, and we like some of his fruit, and we don't like some of his fruit. Hey, either all in or you're not. You're either on the horse or not. 40 years of Michelle. Michelle's what a wife. But there's sometimes, whew, well, I'm in for the good and the bad with her, right? And she would say the same thing. We're in this thing together. And I don't always only way we can move together is if we move together in agreement. It's the only way we can do it, folks.
Hey, Coach, I don't like James. He makes me uncomfortable.
Who does?
James. The book of James. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Go to James 4:17.
4:17, Jerry. And then I got to get that. I promise you that. James 4:17.
I don't understand about Trump. Right on what you're saying about is he's talking about reopening the states, right? Would he have to say that now if Michigan, if the people in Michigan hadn't rioted? We give Trump what he needs. We go, and that gives him confidence. That gives him confidence that that's what America wants. If we don't go, then why should he go and fight for us? He's going to fight for the things that he knows that if we're going to go put ourselves at risk to be arrested in Michigan on the streets, he as an executive ain't going to arrest us. He wants to support us.
That's right.
So now what's he talking? Let's open the states. Let's open the states.
Right.
That's exactly right, Mark. That's how it works. He can't do squat. It's up to us. He can initiate. He can back away when it happens. He can't do squat.
Amen. Come on in, Jeff.
Just to let you know, like the other night, we're rallying some of these people in our little area. Tuesday night, the church in the garage went from about 6-7 people to 15. Three of them were just born again in the last 2 weeks that came back, and one was a pastor. The other pastor couldn't get there. He was hauling some Amish. But we, all these guys, that's what Pastor Bill talked about the truth, and about this has got to be about Christians finding the truth and standing up. So all these people are going. They're all like, we're going with you Friday. I mean, it was great. So we're taking a couple, two of you pastors with us and guys that are just sick and tired. And as all they're coming in the garage, because there's a lot of traffic going on in this car lot, as they're all funneling in the back door and we're sitting in one big circle side by side, the city cop was rounded out back of the parking lot. I'm like, look, boys, there they are. But they're watching. But we're doing it, and people are out standing up.
Here's one of the things that this is the hardest. This is the hardest thing I think for us to shake off. Okay, folks, listen. I'm sorry. Praise God for good pastors. Praise God for them. Dale Sosha is here right now. He and his son David putting flooring in Sky High. I'm telling you, it's the most unbelievable thing. Watch how hard that work is, and those guys are doing it because he has a servant's heart. So when I speak out against pastors, there's good ones out there. But folks, listen, we have got to get beyond the idea that you can only do what your pastor does, that only your pastor can lead you. You guys are Christian men who I hope have the Holy Spirit inside of you, and you don't need a pastor to tell you what's on the screen. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doesn't, to him, it is a sin. You can't wait for your pastor to get it.
Amen, Coach.
Amen.
That's what's going on at the state houses. That's what's going on. Yes, our pastors, my friends, are not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Let me say it again, real slow. Your pastor is not going to do it. You're not going to. And so if you're sitting around waiting for him, we will never get it done. So individual Christian doing what Jeff's doing, church in the garage. Who would have ever thought of that? Hey, by the way, I love Pastor Bill. You don't need Pastor Bill. I'm glad he's there. You don't need him. You got 13 guys. and the multitude of many counselors is great wisdom. Open up the Bible, talk it through. Well, you can figure it out. We can all figure it out. Folks, we have been, let me say this with a caveat. I don't want a broad brush. We have been failed by our Christian leadership. They have failed us, folks. Now, we can either admit it or not admit it. Just like you found out that your elected officials failed you, some of the men you're sitting under in churches have failed you. In fact, if you're still sitting in there and they're still not talking about these issues and talking about vaccinations and the deep state and pedophilia, and they're still not talking about that, they're failing you. They're failing. So we got to realize that we have got to raise up ourselves, like-minded men, and do what needs to be done. That's a rant that I think that rant's
right. Okay, Coach. That's what we do. And then at the end of the week, after we're out stirring all these people up, then we give Pastor Bill a report on what kind of mess we've created in the streets. And he's grinning. He's like, go get them, boys.
Well, let me ask you something. Why do you have to report to him?
It's not reporting. It's just the fellowship of him. It's just okay, letting so know where good results
he's
were.
One of you, Jeff. He's one of you. He's yeah. one of you, right? He's
amen. One
all right.
Yep.
Side by side, locked arm in arm. Right, Coach?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Let's quit putting this pressure on these pastors to do what they're not going to do. Now, Jeff, you got one who is doing. Praise the Lord. Dale is doing. Praise the Lord, but most of you don't have pastors that are doing. So lock arms with those who are, and maybe they'll come along. But if they don't come along, what my buddy once said, you got to ride the stallions and shoot the nags.
Hey, if you are locked arms with someone, they have to try to get loose. It's hard.
Yes.
If you got somebody's arm tucked into yours, and you got it squeezed against your body, they just about can't get loose. Now, are you letting them go because you don't like them?
Mm.
Are you not encouraging and holding on to them in their sin as a brother to help them out? Or are you letting them go? Say, fine, go on your own. These are the hard decisions. They are part of the body. We need them eventually. And if we let them go now, I'm telling you, this is key, guys. This is a mic drop, Coach.
I know this, Mark, and I want to bring it back to the whole Trump thing because that's one of the elephants on the table or whatever. Not the right term. You know what I'm saying? Listen,
hey, Coach.
Hey, tell me, hey guys, listen. Politically, tell me who to support. That's all. Tell me. You want me to support who? You want me to support? Oh, I know. You want me to support some Ron Paul. Ron Paul ain't going to do anything. He isn't going to be president of the United States. He's not even in Congress anymore. So I love Ron Paul, but I ain't following Ron Paul because he ain't going to take us anywhere. Right? We'll say, Coach, you should have voted for, pick whoever it is, should have been Ted Cruz. Well, Ted Cruz is in the Senate. He's not president of the United States. He can't make those decisions. You got Donald Trump, and as far as I can see, you got a deep, dark cabal that he's fighting against. It appears to me it could be fake, so I'm going to choose, instead of me shooting Donald Trump and wounding him and allowing this side to become stronger, I'm going to stop shooting at him and I'm going to start shooting here. That, to me, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Coach, let me jump in before I have to get back on my knees, brother, and pray. But here's the deal, brother. Donald Trump is not the answer. It's the government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's ours. We are the ones that dropped this ball. It started generations ago. It's not the pastor. You're right. The pastor's not going to do it. Because if a pastor's doing his job, which is equipping the saints for the work of the ministry, then the people would be doing the works. The problem. Now, wait, that's not against anybody. Many times pastors take the heat. But then there's pastors out there that are teaching and leading, but the people aren't moving. So when the people refuse to move and do anything about it, then it's really that. If the pastor is doing his job, equipping the saints to do the works of the ministry, but those saints to do the works of the ministry, the same people who can squawk at Donald Trump, but not Donald Trump, it's the people. America is not the president. America is the people.
Amen. Dale, well said. That's my point. That's my point. I'm not following Trump. He made it okay to be a Christian again. He made it okay to push back again. He made it okay. I'm on that horse. That's the point I'm making.
Well, Dave, I was just going to say that, you know, see, Trump is elected, or whoever we put in office, we just say, okay, now you go ahead and do it.
That's
see,
right.
we're wanting him or others that we elect to do all the dirty work. See, but what we don't realize is when we elect those people in there, they need our support. They need us to be helping it. And the second point I want to say is, look, well, nowhere in the Bible does it say we have to convince anybody about anything. You right. just have to tell them.
That's so right.
Our we job need to be out there, keep sprinkling seed, keep moving on. If you stop and just sit there and keep working on one guy, you're wasting all this time that you could have been talking to these hundreds of other
Amen.
People. Amen. Keep moving.
So it's one of the points, folks, that Chad's making. Donald Trump is certainly watching what's going on in Lansing, Michigan. And he sees there's some support out there. Whether he take it as support for him, or I'm supporting the cause. I'm not supporting him. Now that gives him something to fall back on and say, you know what? The people are demanding their liberty back. The people are demanding their government be opened. Now he has a platform upon which to stand. If we remain silent, we stay in our houses and we hide, he's out there alone, right? And if he says, listen, I've heard the people, here's what I think he should do. I've heard the people. I'm now going to say that this hunkering down is now up to the individual governors. The governors, I give you the authority to open whatever and whenever you think it is safe, which, by the way, they don't have that power, but he doesn't have it either. But then he takes the pressure off of him and puts it on the governors, and the people can influence the governor and then stuff.
Amen.
That's what Amen. He needs to do. Then he's not responsible for it all. We don't have a king. I don't want a king. The government is the governors. I can get to DeWine. I can go over and I can get to DeWine. I can't get to Trump. They were in Columbus the other day beating on the windows. And now they put the new curtains up and everything, so they don't want to hear the people, right? Folks, there's something, there's an opportunity here. We can't miss. If we sit around and we just keep waiting for those guys that we've elected to do it, isn't going to happen. This is government of the people, by the people, and for the people. That was Daniel Watt, Allen. Daniel Watt, I don't want to get away from that.
Chapter 9, verse 3 through 20.
Daniel, chapter 9.
Hey, Coach, while you're doing that, here's like what you're talking about. Out of some of the people we've reached in the last week who haven't had any pastors help us, Pastor Bill without swinging a hammer 60 hours a week. So me, Robert, and Ricky have took it on ourselves to do that. We have had five people led to the Lord, and four of them have got demonic oppression. Now we had a little help from Tom Dunn. He came down, guided us what to do, and we're just doing it. And some of this we've never done before. I mean, we're anointing this house with oil, praying that the demonic spirits out of it. And we're like, you know what I mean? We're just going, stepping out on faith. It's like, this is what the Lord would have us to do. And then that's what we do is I say, hey, Pastor Bill, guess what we've done the last few days? And he just smiles. He's like, go get him, you know? But that's what we're doing. And it's just crazy. The people out there that are hurting and messed up, and we're out just reaching them.
So here's the bigger question. And I'm not saying this in a harsh way. God bless you guys. How could we be this far into our faith walk and not understand the demonic realm and casting out devils and taking authority over the enemy? Why should this, I'm not making fun of you, why should this be new to any of us? It shows failure of our pulpits.
Exactly. So what we're doing is we bring these people to the Lord. We said, listen, it's our job to disciple you. These churches have not discipled you. They've led you to the Lord. What did you say years ago? They're getting them saved. They're just stacking them up like firewood.
That's right.
And that's what we're explaining to them. This is our job now. If we're going to do this, we're going to walk Amen. This with you. And they're comfortable with it. They love it.
Yes, and yep. quit putting that burden on the pastor. Amen. Amen. I'm not criticizing Jeff. God bless you guys.
Amen. On your comment about who politically could step in and do what Trump's done or whatever, look at the past. It's not just who could do it. But if you look at the things he's done in the face of what he's been up against, who could have done that and walk away clean? Nothing sticks to him. Name one man that they could have put in position in the conservative party to be president that could have walked this way.
Winston Churchill.
All right, there you go. He's dead, right? So you got a man who don't need money. He don't need money. Paul Revere, he's dead. But again, living. Right? But I mean, think about that. Just his walk. So at that point, does it matter who the man is? If God can take this man do these things, God did it. God's will is occurring through that man that we aren't supporting. That means we're not supporting God's will.
Amen.
I'm not saying everything Trump does is God's will. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is God at this appointed time has him in charge of the country. God does. Amen. I'm not supporting. Yeah.
You guys know that on April 18th, which is 2 days away, right, was the original Paul Revere's ride, April 18th, 1775, when Paul Revere jumped on his horse and ran around everywhere telling everybody the British were coming. And why did we – was it Pastor Paul Revere? Was it Governor Paul Revere? Was it Mayor Paul Revere? No, it was Citizen Paul Revere, who now we know about him because Longfellow wrote a poem about it. But we know a guy who was just a guy – got on a horse and rode around and told people the British are coming. And today he's memorialized in our minds in America. Now, are there Paul Reveres out there? Are you guys a Paul Revere? Is there a Paul Revere somewhere waiting to be risen up from the crowd to do that simple thing that others aren't doing? Why are we waiting for an elected president of the United States to do it?
He's okay
again for us to do it.
Sorry, Dave. Sorry. I was just going to say, I didn't know that Paul Revere rode on April 18th.
Yes.
Because that's the same day Oklahoma City bombing occurred. That's the same day that the Boston Marathon bombing occurred. That's the same day that the Waco Koresh compound was burned. That's the same day that Adolf Hitler was born. So stuff happens on purpose, you know, obviously. Now, Brian, did you have something?
Wow.
Wow. I want to jump in here and give Alan his due. Daniel 9, is that what you said, Alan, beginning? And Daniel, where help me out again here. I'm a member.
Yeah, Daniel 9, 3 through 20, Coach.
3 through 20. And I set my face upon the Lord God to ask by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, made my confession, said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, to them that keep his commandments. He keeps his covenants. We have sinned and we've committed iniquity, have departed wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto the servants of the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Wow. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us, confusion of faces, as at this day, to the men of Judah, confusion, see that, folks? To the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither they hast driven them, because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. We have trespassed against the Lord, folks. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness. And though we have rebelled against him, neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his ways, which he set before us by his servant the prophets. Yea, all Israel has transgressed thy law, even unto the departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore, the curses are poured out upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words, which he spake against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. And it has written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our own sins, our own iniquities, and understand the truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all of his works, which he doeth, for we obeyed not his word. And now, O Lord our God, that has brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and has gotten thee renown, as at this day we have sinned and we've done wickedly. That's us, Lord. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from the city of Jerusalem, from us, the holy mountain. Because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem, the people are become a reproach to all that are about us. That's right, man. Because the church has not been the church, the reproach of evil has come upon all of us. Now, therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and seek his supplications and cause thy face to shine upon the sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. And, O my God, incline thy ear and hear and open thine eyes and behold our desolations and the cities which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousnesses, but, Lord, for your great mercies. We need your mercy, Lord. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people were called by your name. While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin, the sin of the people of Israel, presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God. Yeah, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, I'm now come to give thee skill and understanding. Boy, that's what we need, isn't it? To humble our hearts and cry for the forgiveness and grace and mercy of God to be upon us, man. Don't put our trust in Donald Trump. Don't sit around and put your hope in the idea that, boy, the QAnon's about to arrest him, and I pray he is. But if that's what you're trusting in, we are missing the opportunity. If our trust, hear me, if our trust is in somebody else doing it. Remember the old video, looking for somebody else? If you're sitting around, you're waiting for Trump to do it, or you're waiting for Barr to do it, or you're waiting for Durham to do it, or waiting for all these other people to do it, we all have a job that we have to do. Speaking the truth, standing up for the truth, spreading the truth, living the truth, walking the truth. That's our obligation. And we are in a position right now that the window for our faith is open. Who knows how long that window is going to remain open. But we got to quit whining, me in particular, whining and groaning and complaining about who's not leading us. Hey, grab the bull by the horns and give some directions. That's the way I see it. Yeah,
Coach, come on in. You know, the somebody else aspect has been converted to the will of God aspect in a lot of people's minds. You know, well, if God, you know, whatever God wills, he's going to make it happen. Well, you know what God wills? Now, his word shows us this. His will is that all men should be saved. So he provided a way for all of them to be saved if they choose that way. But God does not force everybody to accept Jesus and to live for Jesus.
And it's
so
more
God's will, his desire of what might happen is one thing. But his will, what he forces to happen, is very, very, very minuscule in the Bible. His will is revealed and carried out by those who are obedient to him. So if you're sitting around waiting for God to make something happen, then he's going to make you make it happen, or you're going to sit on the sidelines and be left on the outside, and you won't, when you get up to Jesus and say, didn't I do all kinds of great things in you? He's going to say, I didn't know you. I needed you. I told you to do something, and you sat by waiting for somebody else to do it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Listen, friends, salvation is merely the beginning. Salvation is merely induction, whatever you want to call it, drafted into the team. And if you're just on the team and you're waiting for the coach to make all the plays, if he's going to be the guy that's going to score the touchdowns, and his job is to call the play and to send you forth to exercise the gift of God that is within you, to stir up that gift that is within you. And we've got to quit looking to other people and other sources to get done what we know the Lord has called us to do. And the old saying is, if it's going to be, it's up to me. We have to adopt that attitude, man. God bless you. God bless Dale Socia and David Socia and just what a wonderful sacrifice they've made to help us out here. Appreciate them more than you know. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow.